Hello everybody and welcome to the second episode of R/R, aka Reaction/Review. In today's episode we're going to be listening to the very first Phil Collins album titled Face Value. The very first song we have is called In the Air Tonight. In the Air Tonight was a really good song. I mean, it's considered, you know, a very commercial song, and I do agree that it has been played over a million times, but it's still just as good as it was back when it was first released in 1981. The bass was thick. I love the vocal work. I just loved how everything sounded. It's still a great song. And yeah, the very next song we have is This Must Be Love. This Must Be Love was not as good as In the Air Tonight, and honestly, it was an extremely slow song, and I have nothing against slow songs, but it kind of just took forever to get to the point. But in saying that, the bass was mixed excellently. I loved how the drums sound. I mean, it wasn't a bad song, it was just way too slow for me. And yeah, the next song that we have is Behind the Lines. The third song on our album was Behind the Lines, and it was so much better than This Must Be Love. It was more fast-paced, it was more lively, it had trumpets and stuff like that, the bass was thicker, his vocals were better. I mean, now the album is starting to pick up, and I really love that song. Next song that we have is The Roof Is Leaking. The Roof Is Leaking was an absolute great song. It was a piano ballad, and it was a bit slowed down compared to Behind the Lines, but it was honestly a very good song. And this album, I noticed that its pattern is like step, stop, step, stop. It doesn't really know. I mean, it's obviously a very, it's a love album from the 80s, but like, it doesn't really, you know, have its flow figured out. And this is his first album, so I'm not going to be too judgmental because he doesn't have it figured out yet. And the next song that we have is called Droned. Easily, probably the second best song on this album after In the Air Tonight. Drone, it had no lyrics. It captured perfectly what it's like to drone off and just get lost in your thoughts and all that stuff. It had pianos going everywhere. It had bongos going everywhere. The bass was good. I mean, it really did blow my mind. And it was a good song. The next song that we have on here is Hand in Hand. Hand in Hand was kind of like Drone. There was no lyrics at all, but dang, what a song it was. I mean, it was kind of a ballad type song. The drum beat was tight. The piano was great. It had this harmony where it was going like, ah, ha, ha. And that was like, you know, in your left ear and your right ear. Overall, it was a good song. And Drone and Hand in Hand, I would recommend those two so far. The next song that we have on here is called I Missed Again. I Missed Again was a very good song. Just overall, after Drone, the album really takes off. The drum beat was good. It had like a trumpet solo. The bass was good. I loved his vocals. I love how he's playing with the rhythm. It's just, it's getting a lot better. The next song we have on here is You Know What I Mean. You Know What I Mean was another piano ballad song. It was definitely not as good as the earlier piano song. Yeah, overall, it wasn't a bad song, just not one of the better piano ballads on here. The next song that we have is Thunder and Lightning. Thunder and Lightning wasn't a bad song at all. It definitely isn't the best song on the album, but the piano sounded good. Everything sounded great about the song. It just wasn't the best song that I've heard on this album. The next song that we have is I'm Not Moving. I'm Not Moving kind of was a quirky song. It had a good melody to it. The bass was good. Everything was good about the song. It's not a song I'm going to listen to on repeat. The next song that we have on our album is If Leaving Me Is Easy. If Leaving Me Was Easy was another piano ballad on this. I feel like I've said this a lot throughout the review, but that is kind of the theme that I'm finding with this album, is that Phil Collins, he was getting a divorce from his wife, and he was still in the Genesis band, and he doesn't really know whether or not he wants to make fast-paced songs, jazz songs. Like, he's still trying to figure it out. You know, that's his first album. But overall, it was a good piano ballad song, and the very last song we have on our album is Tomorrow Never Knows. Hopefully, it's a Beatles cover. The last song on the album was Tomorrow Never Knows, and as I correctly predicted it, it was just a cover of Tomorrow Never Knows. If you don't know, Tomorrow Never Knows is the last song on the 1966 album Revolver, released by the Beatles. And to be honest, it was an 80s cover of it. It wasn't as good as the original, because I just like it a lot more. But it was definitely good. The drum beat was great. The lyrics still hold up. I love how he used the synthesizers as the little, like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'd go recommend listening to the original Tomorrow Never Knows than this version. And yeah, give me just 1 second and I'll give you guys my final opinions on Face Value. Alright, after having a couple of minutes of thought, I definitely thought this album was good. It's not the worst album I've ever heard, it's not the best album that I've ever heard, but it is slightly above average. My favorite songs on this album were In the Air Tonight, This Must Be Love, The Roof Is Leaking, Droned, Hand in Hand, I Missed Again, You Know What I Mean, and Tomorrow Never Knows. This album, like I said, not the worst I've ever heard, not the best I've ever heard, slightly above average. My biggest problem with the album was its pacing. He didn't really know whether or not he wanted a fast-paced album or if he wanted like a ballad type album. But yeah. Overall, I would give this album a 6 out of 10. And if you guys are interested in Phil Collins from his songs, In the Air Tonight, Easy Lover, I'd say give it a listen, but you're not gonna listen to the best album of all time. And yeah, thank you guys for listening to today's episode of R&R. The very next album that we're going to be listening to is Stony by Post Malone. And then after that album, we'll be listening to Yours Truly, which is the debut album of Ariana Grande. Thank you guys for listening to R&R, and I will see you guys in the very next episode. Have a great day.